Philippians chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. This is the reading of God's word. According to my earnest expectation and hope, that I will not be put to shame in anything, but that, with all boldness, Christ will, even now as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for this precious time of hearing your word. Grant us an ear to hear your word that we may hear it, understand it, and believe it, and obey it to bring glory and honor to you. Cause our faith to grow. Let us be more and more like your Son. Let us imitate him in all things. Let us live for your glory. We pray that you and you alone will receive all the glory. We thank you and we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, we live by faith. We are certain of the reality of the end. We are certain of the reality of heaven. We are certain that that heavenly reality is already accomplished spiritually and will be consummated visibly. We do not know what might happen tomorrow, but we are certain of what will happen at the end. And we are certain that our Lord Jesus Christ is the sovereign Lord of all things, that he is in control of all things. Chapter 1, verse 6, "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus." Thus, gone is the fear about the future. Thus, for us all are, whether by life or by death. If by life, then it is good. If by death, then it is also good. We are not talking about the life lived by someone who has given up on life, living without any hope. That is not what Paul is speaking of. All is good because of Christ and what Christ has done and what he has accomplished for us, his people. Because of Christ. Whether by life or by death, both are good for us. Because of Christ, all is gain. Whether this way or that way, whether by life or by death, no matter what happens, we know that it is God's plan and it is God's method of making us more and more like Jesus Christ. All are our opportunities to witness Christ and to live his life. All are our opportunities in which our Lord Jesus Christ will be exalted in our lives. All are our opportunities to be like him. No matter what happens to me, God's will for me, his will that he had since before the foundation of the universe, that will does not change. And it will not change. That person that he planned to make me into, I will be that person. Paul believes all this. Thus, he lives by faith. Thus, Paul says, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that I will not be put to shame in anything but that with all boldness, Christ will even now as always be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. And we have looked at this last time. But why all this is true? Verse 21, which we will look at today. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. You know, I'm almost afraid to touch this verse, because it is just so amazing verse. Let me start off by asking you this question to you. What does it mean to live? What does it mean to live to you? For what do you live for? What is the meaning and the purpose of your life? This is a very important question. And unless you have a clear answer, you don't know what you're doing. And you know how many people in this world, they live without knowing what they're doing? You know, this sinful world provides many answers to these questions that I just asked you. They have their own version of what should answers should be to these questions. And I don't want to take any time to go through what the world says. But to Paul, to live is Christ. And it's not just for Paul. I think I told you last time that there's this wrong teaching, especially in Roman Catholics, that they consider certain people as a super Christian. So they put this title, saint, in front of their name and consider them super Christians. So that they say to themselves, well, that's just Paul. I could never be like that. Oh, that's saying someone, saying this and saying that, but God doesn't expect me to be like that. Those are super Christians. Sinful excuses. No, God is using Paul to show us what you should be. Not just Paul is this way, but you not. I mean, what's the point of showing Paul if that's the case? To Paul, to live is Christ. So to all Christians, to live is Christ. And whatever your answer might be to that question, what does it mean to live? And if your answer is not Christ and you're a Christian, then there's something very wrong. For us, to live is Christ. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 says, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Colossians chapter 3 verse 3 says, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Brothers and sisters, you must understand what has happened to you. You must believe. Your old self is dead in Christ. That self who used to live for that self is dead in Christ. See, you have to believe that that person is dead. Otherwise, the new life will not begin. And it's also by faith. You know, you don't see your old self dying. Where do you see that? Well, this is something that you must believe. And it's not just imagining that that is to be true, but it is the truth. It's God's word. Our old self is dead in Christ. We have been recreated in the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are now a new creation. We have put on our new selves in Jesus Christ. And this new person is united to Jesus Christ in all ways. Brothers and sisters, me, Young Kim, that was separated from Christ is dead. That Young Kim is dead. You who were separated from Christ, that you is dead. That you does not exist anymore. That you is just your imagination. It's not the reality. See, people have it backwards. They think truth is imagining, and imagining is truth. No, it's the other way around. Your old self is dead. It doesn't exist anymore. And now, who you are is only in terms of you who is united to Christ. See, who I am cannot be defined apart from Christ any longer. Because Young Kim without Christ doesn't exist anymore. You without Christ is not reality. Because even when God sees you, it's not just you, but you united to Christ. Now and forever, there will not be not even 1 second of time when God will see you, just you, without Christ. No. Brothers and sisters, you apart from Christ, it's not reality. It's your imagination. And get rid of that imagination. It's not true. There is no one who is Young Kim. and Young Kim alone anymore. Do you understand that? There is no you and you alone. There is no such thing. I am forever united to Christ. It is always Young Kim united to Christ. In Christ. Thus, Christ is my identity, my life's meaning and purpose. Everything about me is now defined according to my eternal reality in which I am united to Christ. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Thus all the things I used to love and desire, all the things that were important to me, the meaning and purpose of my life that I used to have, I count all those things to be lost and count them rubbish because it's not my reality anymore. That's what Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 through 9. But whatever things were gained to me in this world, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish so that I may gain Christ and may be found in Him. Now my life is all about Jesus Christ, witnessing Christ and living the very life of Christ. He lives in me and He lives through me. Through my life, the life of Christ is witnessed through me. Christ is witnessed. If you're a Christian, that's your reality. For me, to live is Christ. Now put this in another way. It means that with all I have and with all my life, I love Christ more than anything else. That's what it means. If anyone speaks about my life, maybe after I die or even now, if anybody speaking of my life, then that person will say, Christ. It means to live that kind of life. Man, that guy is all about Christ. To me, to live is Christ. This is your reality and my reality in Christ. Right now. See, if you don't believe it, then you're sinning. But doesn't mean it's not your reality. If you're a Christian, I am defined by Christ. My life is defined by Christ. How wonderful is this? See, this is what I don't understand many times. Why is this burden to some Christians? You know, some Christians, they sit there and they hear this kind of thing and it becomes a burden to them, rather than a joy. I want to be defined by Christ. But he goes on. He says, for to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. To die is gain. Why? Because to die means, verse 23b, to depart and be with Christ. To die is gain because it means to depart and be with Jesus Christ. To die is gain, not because my situation here on earth is so bad that to die is gain. That is not what Paul is talking about. It's not because he's seriously suffering situation that he says, yeah, I'd rather die. Die is gain. That is not what he's saying. You know, there are people who actually say that kind of stuff and they will die, rather die than live, because for them, they think die is better. Dying is better. You know, so many people commit suicide. But that is not what Paul is saying. To die is gain, not because I am able to escape my misery in this world, that to die is gain. That is not what he's saying. It is not so much about leaving the misery of this world behind, but it is about being with Christ that to die is gain. Of course, it will be good to leave the misery of this world behind. I'm not saying that it's not true, but that is not the focus. The focus is to be with Christ. Heaven is truly heaven to us because Christ is there. Can you imagine heaven without Christ? Why would we want to go there? Just because it's a nice place? Heaven is heaven because it's a nice place. Place without any pain, place without any suffering, is why it is heaven for you? You know, if you ever fall in love before, even human level, you will hear from your guy, oh, it really doesn't matter where we go or where we live, as long as I have you, you know, don't listen to that lie, but that's what they will tell you. Even at the human level, this is possible. It's about being with that person. But we're not talking about just human level. It's all about being with God. Forever. That's why heaven without Christ is not heaven at all. Yeah. What if you are at a good place, but your loved one is not there? Are you happy? Some people think heaven as just good place. And they don't know what they're talking about. Brothers and sisters, this is the gospel. This is the good news. Because of Jesus Christ, bearing our sins and dying on the cross for our sins and living that perfect life for us, now for you and for me, now for Christians, the physical death is not something to be afraid of, but it is gain. This is the good news. I bring to you the gospel. I say to you, to die is gain. Because it means that we'll go to heaven and be with Christ. Of course, Jesus is with us even now, but in heaven, we will be able to have much more intimate, much better fellowship and communion with Him. For you and me, death equals to heaven. Why would we not desire it? But until He calls, we got things to do here for His glory. Suicide is sin. But desiring to depart and be with the Lord is not sin. It's actually the heart of every Christian. We'll talk about this more next time when we look at verse 22 through 26. Heaven, no longer death, suffering, misery, and pain, no longer grief and sorrow. All our tears will be wiped away by our Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 14, verse 13, and I heard a voice from heaven saying, write, blessed are the dead. Blessed are the dead. Does that sound strange to you? Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, so that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow with them. Revelation 21, verse 4, and He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away. Why is death gain? Because when that happens, you and I will sin no more. Sin no more. That is why your relationship with Christ will be so much more intimate and wonderful. See, we don't know that feeling yet because there wasn't a moment in our lives without sin. But I long for that day when I don't have to sin anymore. That there will be no sin that will hinder my relationship with my Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, death is gain. Death is gain because we will see our Lord Jesus Christ face to face. It will not just be faith, but it will be sight. Through Jesus Christ, the death has become gain. This is our heavenly reality. This is what is true of us because of our salvation. Psalm 116, verse 15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His godly ones. When you die, that scene is precious to God because it means that that child is coming to Him. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. Another way of saying it is this. To live is Christ, and to die is Christ. That's actually what it means. To live is Christ, and to die is Christ. To live or to die, here we are not comparing and contrasting two bad, two evil things, but we are comparing the two good things. By life is good, by death is also good. Both are good for us. And like I said before, to be or not to be is not the question. Question is whether I live or whether I die, am I going to live for Christ and die for Christ? Whether to live or to die, the center is never Paul himself, but Jesus Christ. If life continues, then it is Christ. If we die, then it is still Jesus Christ. Whether by life or by death, it is with Christ, in Christ, through Christ, by Christ, and for Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 14, verse 8, for if we live, we live for the Lord. If we die, we die for the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. This is what we are about, brothers and sisters in Christ. Nothing matters except Christ. So what if we die? So what if we're sick? So what if we're poor? Oh, but it will be serious problem if we are apart from Christ. It's pretty cold, huh? I could tell you guys are just... All right, in conclusion, let me finish up this sermon. As you look at Paul, and this is a very important point here, so I want you to get this. It's not that hard to get it. But as we look at Paul here, we must remember that it is not about how great Paul is, but it's all about how great God is, who made Paul like this. It is about the great power of God which made a sinner like Paul to confess, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Do you understand? Do you know how utterly impossible for a sinner to confess this? Honestly? Don't just say how great Paul is. Sinner, and Paul included, cannot do this. But it's the power of God who makes Paul this way. That power is great. Do you understand? It's not about we're come to this passage and admiring Paul. It's about God, the power of God,
who makes a sinner this way? Who made Paul this way, he could also make you this way. And he is making you this way. And I guarantee you, if you're truly Christian, you will be this way, whether by life or by death. He who began that good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ. Don't forget. I want you to rejoice because through Paul, God is showing you how you are. How you are forever in that glorious place. Heaven, our eternal home. This is how you are and how you will be forever. The power of God has accomplished this. You know, I don't preach this so that you hear this and you go, oh man, there's no way I could do this. Gospel is not about discouraging you. Don't ever take it like that. God commands because God accomplished it. Whatever that God commands you, you will be like that. And spiritually, you are already. You need to believe. That's how it all begins. Believe. No, I'm not here to tell you, be like Paul. But I want to tell you, believe that you are like Paul. God made you that kind of person already. But you need to believe so that those kind of characteristics by faith will be witnessed through you. Now, if I just tell you, look at this, Paul, isn't he great? Now go out and do your best to be like him. Now, that is not the gospel. How are you going to do that? There's no way for you or for me to be like this. But the gospel says, God makes sinners like this. He saves and he works in them. And he perfects it. Perfect his work. So that you not just be like Paul, but be like Christ. You could be confident of this. No matter how much you look at yourself and so discouraged. But have confidence, nevertheless. There are so many examples in the Bible. Daniel's three friends, when they were thrown into a furnace of blazing fire, they said that God would save them. But they also said, Daniel chapter 3, verse 18, but even if he does not save us, they're ready to die. Esther, in Esther chapter 4, verse 16, she says, if I perish, I perish. If I must die, I am willing to die, she said. See, with us it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. That is what I want you to see from Paul. the power of God, I want you to see. And that same power is working in you. And He will never leave you or forsake you. You know, Paul sacrificing his life, Paul dying for Christ is amazing. But what is more amazing, beyond comparison, is Christ, who is God, dying for Paul. Do you understand the message? Yes, we're amazed at Paul, but we're truly amazed at Jesus Christ, who sacrificed himself, who died for Paul, for you. As a matter of fact, if Christ did not die for Paul, then Paul dying for Christ would be in vain. It doesn't mean anything. He would say, oh, I died for Christ, and he would go to hell forever. So what? You know, our focus is not on human beings. You know, there are so many people just worship Paul, worship this, worship that. No, only person we worship is God. Only person we're amazed at is God. Only person we're truly thankful for is God. No one else. God makes Paul this way. And that is truly amazing. Yeah, without Jesus dying for Paul, all of Paul's sacrifice is in vain. It is not something that God could accept. Even those sacrifices deserve God's judgment apart from Christ. Your best holy act deserves God's eternal judgment apart from Christ. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, we do not live just because we are afraid of dying, nor there is any meaning and purpose in our lives apart from Christ. For us, to live is Christ. Christ is what my life is all about. It is in Christ, through Christ, by Christ, and for Christ. That is what life is all about. Christ is my purpose and meaning. Christ is my life itself. We're so blessed that we're able to say this and mean it. And when you do say this in your heart, realize you could never be like that on your own. As a sinner, you'd rather go to hell than say that. That was your reality. As you are able to say this, just realize how blessed you are. The power of God that changed you. Let us confess with Paul until we see Christ, our Lord and Savior and God, face to face. Let us confess with him. For me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you. You are so good to us. We are so blessed that we are indeed your new creation. That we are able to confess for us to live as Christ and to die as gain. This is truly a miracle. This is your grace. Oh Father, let us see from Paul's life the power of you. The power that could change a sinner into lovers of Christ. We thank you that you love us. Thank you that you have saved us. And you cause us to confess for us to live as Christ. Let us continue to confess until that day when we will see, not only confess, but we will see how death is gained. We love you, God. Pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.